Good evening. This is the PNB Governance Committee meeting for Wednesday, October 23rd, 2019. It's 7:51 p.m. Central Time. I'm Bill Crozier, calling the meeting to order. Aki, can you call the roll, please?
Sure. Aki Tanaka, I'm here. Bill Crozier?
Hope here.
Bill is here. Donald Goldmacher? Irene Lawson.
Here.
Irene is here. Gary Boost. Okay. Grace Allen.
Here.
Okay, Grace is here. James Tackerton.
Here.
James was.
Yeah. King Downing. Okay. Drew Wolf.
Here.
Drew Wolf is here. Michael Adler.
Michael Adler's present.
Michael Adler's here. Michael D. White.
Michael D.D. White.
D.D. White, sorry. Okay. Here. Michael Novick.
Present.
Michael is here. Nodi Session. Rick Potter.
Rick Potter, I'm here.
Okay, so we have 10 people. Very good. Thank you.
Okay, thank you, Aki. So we have quorum. I apologize about the mix-up on the phone numbers for the meeting. I'm glad you're all here. Let's see. Aki sent out a draft agenda yesterday, and I sent it out again tonight or this afternoon. Somebody want to move that we adopt the agenda?
Why don't you read it for the screen?
One point of inquiry.
Yes.
Sure.
I believe that there's a lot going on. So there's a lawsuit about amending the bylaws that's apparently intended to supplant normal governance when it comes to amending the bylaws. Now, I don't know why this lawsuit was kept secret, but I would like that answered. And why was it kept secret from the PNB committee? And I want to know if any of our committee members have been sued in any other secret lawsuits, and you know where we have not been sued. I'd like to know if I've been sued.
I haven't been sued.
Do you want to put that on the agenda? Is that what you're asking right now?
I think you know it's a point of inquiry before the meeting starts, and then I think we have to take up in the meeting the fact that there's this stuff going on, including a secret lawsuit concerning governance.
Okay, well, right now we're in an approved agenda, so we can add that to the agenda wherever you want.
This is a point of inquiry. It hasn't been answered. Am I being sued? Are the members of this committee being sued in any lawsuit we don't know about? Is anyone here...
As part of this meeting,
know whether members of this committee are being sued in any secret lawsuits that we don't know about.
This is a lawsuit against essentially the directors of the PNB. Some of them are on this committee, but not other people. That answers your question.
I am not being sued by anyone secretly without knowing about it at the moment.
Well, not that I know of, but you know.
Well, strange things are happening. You don't think so?
Okay. Well, let's go ahead.
I'd like to move to put that
on the agenda.
Is James?
Yeah, James.
I think we. James.
Yeah, I was saying to read the agenda for the screen. Please read the agenda for the screen.
Yeah, let me read it first, right? And then people will know where we are and what you want to change. It's not adopted yet, so. Call to order is number one. Number two, roll call, which we just did. Number three, approve agenda, which we're on now for 5 minutes. Number four, approve minutes for the August 28th meeting for 5 minutes. Number five, working group on organization of and access to Pacifica files and documents for 20 minutes. Number six, review governance-related problems and propose solutions for 20 minutes. Number seven, new business for 15 minutes. Number 8, review action items for 5 minutes. Number 9, confirm next meeting. And 10, adjourn by 10 p.m. Central Time. And that should be Eastern Time, I believe.
So, point of inquiry. The review of government-related problems and proposed solutions, that includes a discussion of the lawsuit to supersede normal governance, and does that include a discussion of the shutdown of WBAI and the lack of board authorization, therefore?
You can include it in there or put it somewhere else, whatever you prefer.
I have a motion, I believe, on the floor. I asked to move to put that concern as number 4A on the agenda. James, yes.
Okay. All right.
Seconded.
Okay, we don't really need seconds in committee, but okay. All right. Are there any objections to that?
No.
Okay. That's approved. Any other changes to the agenda? Okay. Hearing none, are there any objections to approving the agenda as amended?
Well,
hearing none, Rick?
Approve the agenda.
Okay. Are there any objections to approving it as amended? Hearing none, then it's approved. Okay, so the next item is 4A. James, you want to go ahead?
I want to have some answers to the questions that Michael just raised. And Michael, do you have the resolution from the report out that I sent to you?
I have a resolution that I'd like to propose about everything that's been going on. If this is the time for it.
Yes.
Okay.
This is Michael. What? Which Michael is this?
This is, we have a lot of Michaels. This is Michael D.D. White.
Okay, thank you.
All right, so this is a resolution of the Pacifica National Board Governance Committee responding to acts recently taken by certain actors within the Pacifica National Foundation environment. Whereas a number of acts have been taken recently by individuals within the Pacifica Foundation environment, including actions to shut down one of Pacifica's 5 terrestrial radio stations, WBAI, broadcasting in the New York City area to the New York metropolitan region, and also the filing of a lawsuit against the Pacifica Foundation, as well as against the individuals who are directors of the Pacifica Foundation, whereas the actions to shut down WBAI were taken in secret and without consultation with those to whom it would be expected would be required to be informed and from whom approvals would be required in accordance with the good and proper governance of Pacifica, including how it is envisioned and provided for under the Pacifica Foundation bylaws, including that the actions were done without consultation and kept secret from the WBAI local station board and from the Pacifica National Board.
Blah, blah,
whereas the filing of the lawsuit against the Pacifica Foundation, as well as against the individuals who are directors of the Pacifica Foundation, was undertaken with secrecy and without discussion or consultation with the Pacifica National Board Governance Committee, which has as its purview and responsibility ensuring the proper governance of the Pacifica Foundation, including that it is to, quote, regularly review the foundation's bylaws and policies for governance of board activities, but the bylaw lawsuit was kept secret from the Pacifica National Board Governance Committee, and it was not consulted about it beforehand. Whereas it is a special affront to this committee that the members of this committee, with the resources and recourse of the committee available, participated in the filing of the lawsuit without such consultation, whereas the bylaws lawsuit by its own express terms appears to be an effort to supplant, with costly litigation, the normal, appropriate governance of the Pacifica Foundation. And whereas the Pacifica National Board has recently voted to take a number of actions to reverse the shutdown of WBAI and take other corrective action with respect, now, therefore, be it resolved by the Pacifica National Board Governance Committee as follows. We declare that a general condemnation of the unauthorized and secretive actions described above that were recently taken by those certain actors responsible for them. Section 2, we second the actions of the Pacifica National Board by calling for the restoration of WBAI to the status in which it stood as of October 4th, 2019. Section 3, we note for the record that the need to call for this restoration of WBAI and the taking of other corrective action with respect thereto is necessary because of the substantial breaches of good corporate governance that the actions of those shutting down WBAI reflected. Section 4, we note for the record that these substantial breaches of good governance injurious to the Pacifica Foundation are also undermining of the trust that is essential to good governance within our Pacifica Foundation, so important to our functioning at maximum effectiveness and on an even keel, such that much work must now be done to restore that trust. Section 5, we call for an immediate withdrawal by the plaintiffs of the bylaws lawsuit and their efforts to supplant normal governance. And Section 6, this resolution shall take effect immediately and directs the chair of this committee to forward this resolution to the Pacifica National Board and make every effort to promulgate it widely for public view and ensure that it becomes widely known that the committee denounces the shutdown of WBAI and the locking out of WBAI staff, the taking over of its programming, and the attempt to supplant Pacifica Foundation's appropriate internal governance with costly litigation.
Okay, can you email that to the committee, please?
Mm-hmm.
Mr. Chair, I make a move.
Yeah, and everybody, please identify yourself. Rick?
I'm Rick Potoff. I make a move that week. Yeah. Throw out this resolution and continue on to the agenda.
So you move to, let's see, I'm not sure what the right term is instead of throw out.
I think it's a substitute motion, not to consider.
Well, yeah, I guess that's right. Okay. Is that a substitute, Rick?
Yes.
Okay. All right. Well, you want to go ahead and, I guess we need to wait till we get the motion so we can know what we're talking about, but.
Okay, what address do I use?
Well, I think he gave it.
It's the new, the one I sent out the reminders to. It's the new Google Groups, what is it? PNBGovCom. PNBGovCom at Google Groups.
Who can I send this to? Who will forward it? Because I'm not.
Well, if you send it to that list.
Google Groups.
Everybody will get it. If you send it to that list, everybody will get it. pnbgovcom@googlegroups.com, and then everybody should be able to get that.
If you got my email, or Otis, Boggy's emails yesterday about the meeting, or today, then you're on the list. Because that's what we sent it to. And let me say, Brer, you could just vote against it if you want to. You could also move to postpone consideration indefinitely, I suppose. throw out. It's not exactly a regular parliamentary term.
All right, if that, I'll tell you if I'm getting bounce backs or not. All right, I think that worked.
Okay, I got it.
Yeah, I got it, too.
Everything else good.
I'm not seeing it yet here.
I've got it, and it still has the title about the meeting and says new phone number in the subject line.
Well, Rick, you want to talk about your, I guess, substitute?
The substitute, well, the motion that was presented, I just want to throw it out.
Okay. Don't know if you want to say why, but all right. Other discussion. Oh, go ahead. Sorry.
Well, because I think it's unnecessary, and we shouldn't second guess the judgment of the ED. Because of the financial matters, you know, we can't pay people if we don't have the money.
Okay. Other discussion? Or are you done?
Yes, I'm finished.
Okay, thank you. Other discussion?
So, well, I guess if the idea is that, yeah, this is Michael, if the idea is that the ED can do everything he wants without board authorization or consultation and intentionally keeping it secret from the board, I guess that's a pretty crazy way to govern. I think as a governance committee, that's not exactly what we want to be endorsing.
Okay, other discussion?
Yes, this is Lewis Wolf. I feel that we should discuss the motion that was presented. I feel it deserves to be on our agenda. That's all.
Okay, well, it is on the agenda. Well, I mean, it's on the floor. So, did you want to discuss it then?
I have a question.
Okay, Rick moves the question. Takes 2/3 to cut off debate. Aki, you want to call the roll?
Okay, so we're voting on cutting off debate.
Actually, I'm sorry. That's not an order in a committee meeting. I'm sorry, you can't cut off debate.
Excuse me, Bill? Sorry. Eileen here?
Yes, Eileen. Yeah.
Could we have another minute just to finish rereading the motion since it's a little bit long?
Okay. Yeah, that's a good idea.
Yeah, this is 2 for both. Thank you.
This is Michael Levick. I was at a demonstration when I called. I mean, I'm just out on the street, and I don't have access to email. Can someone reread the substitute motion?
Rick, you want to read it? Or maybe Aki, if you have it for the minutes.
No. Could you read the substitute motion?
I just move that we disregard the motion that was given to us about BAI.
Okay. So the motion is to disregard the initial motion. Okay.
If you have enough time to
I'd say a point of order, and that's not really a substitute motion.
Okay.
Let's still just vote on the motion then.
Yeah, I think Michael's right. I think it's out of order because it's you can just vote it down.
I move we vote on the motion.
Okay, well, I think some people still want to discuss it. Oh, by the way, what was the time limit? We didn't put a time limit on this, except unless you want to include it in the time for item number four. Well, it wasn't four, but...
Well, we've spent about 15 minutes so far, so...
Yeah. Oh, and by the way, we skipped approving minutes. We need to come back to that, so don't let me forget.
This is Grace.
Yeah, Grace.
I'd like to request that it be, since some people don't have access to email, even if they received the email, because they're just not in front of their computers, and because it is a lengthy motion, can it please be read again?
Okay.
Sure.
Go ahead.
Resolution of the Pacifica National Board Governance Committee responding to acts recently taken by certain actors within the Pacifica National Foundation environment. Whereas a number of acts have been taken recently by individuals within the Pacifica Foundation environment, including actions taken to shut down one of Pacifica's five terrestrial radio stations, WBAI broadcasting in New York City to the New York metropolitan region, and also the filing of a lawsuit against the Pacifica Foundation as well as against the individuals who are directors of the Pacifica Foundation. Whereas the actions to shut down WBAI were taken in secret and without consultation with those whom it would be expected would be required to be informed and from whom approvals would be required in accordance with the good and proper governance of Pacifica, including how it is envisioned and provided for under the Pacifica Foundation bylaws, including that the actions were done without consultation and kept secret from the WBAI local station board and from the Pacifica National Board. Whereas the filing of the lawsuit against the Pacifica Foundation, as well as against the individuals who are directors of the Pacifica Foundation, was undertaken with secrecy and without discussion or consultation with the Pacifica National Board Governance Committee, which has as its purview and responsibility ensuring the proper governance of the Pacifica Foundation, including that it is to, quote, regularly review the Foundation's bylaws and policies for governance of board activities, close quote. But the bylaws lawsuit was kept secret from the Pacifica National Board Governance Committee and it was not consulted about it beforehand. Whereas it is an especial affront to this committee that members of this committee, with the resources and recourse of the committee available, participated in the filing of the bylaws lawsuit without such consultation, whereas the bylaws lawsuit, by its own express terms, appears to be an effort to supplant with costly litigation the normal appropriate governance of the Pacifica Foundation, and whereas the Pacifica National Board has recently voted taking a number of actions to reverse the shutdown of WBAI and take other corrective action with respect. Now, therefore, be it resolved by the Pacifica National Board Governance Committee as follows. Section 1, we declare a general condemnation of the unauthorized and secretive actions described above that were recently taken by those certain actors responsible for them. Section 2, we second the actions of the Pacifica National Board by calling for the restoration of WBAI to the status in which it stood as of October 4th, 2019. Section 3, we note for the record that the need to call for this restoration of WBAI and the taking of other corrective action with respect thereto is necessary because of the substantial breaches of good corporate governance that the actions of those shutting down WBAI reflected. Section 4, we note for the record that these substantial breaches of good governance, injurious to the Pacifica Foundation, are also undermining to the trust and that is essential to good governance within our Pacifica Foundation, so important to our functioning at maximum effectiveness and on an even keel, such that much work must now be done to restore that trust. Section 5, we call for an immediate withdrawal by the plaintiffs of the bylaws lawsuit and their efforts to supplant normal governance. Section 6, this resolution shall take effect immediately and direct the chair of this committee to forward this resolution to the Pacifica National Board and make every effort to promulgate it widely for public view and to ensure that it becomes widely known that the committee denounces the shutdown of WBI, the locking out of WBI staff, the taking over of its programming and the attempt to supplant the Pacifica Foundation's appropriate internal governance with costly litigation.
Okay, discussion?
Well, I'm against this resolution. This is Rick Potoff from KPFT. I'm against this resolution because I think what the ED did was appropriate. You don't have the money to keep propping up WBAI. I mean, if y'all raise the money, you can do whatever you want, you know, as long as you pay for it.
This is Grace for the staff.
Okay, Grace.
I would dispute the financial analysis. However, whether there would be justification to take actions to shut down WBAI, they certainly should not be done without board approval. This kind of drastic action done without board knowledge beforehand and without board approval is highly irregular and possibly illegal. So that's one thing. The second thing is, and I can tell you as a board director, that I had no knowledge before October 7th or even until the news got out on October 7th that this was being planned or that it was going to be done. The other thing is, we just found out by accident, actually, the night before that all the board members were named in a lawsuit that was put forward by a number of people on October 7th. It was filed on October 7th. We did not find out about it till late in the evening of October 20th. And the court date for that hearing was the 21st. I'm on that lawsuit. My name is on that lawsuit. There were several PNB directors who were part of filing the lawsuit, including Bill Crozier, Donald Goldmacher, and Munster Sabah. Nobody from Pacifica, the lawyer Fort Greene, the interim executive director, nor Bill Crozier, Donald Goldmacher, or Munster Sabah, who knew full well that this was filed because they were part of that, did not inform me or a number of other board members that we were named in a lawsuit. I think this is highly irregular and improper. And on the basis of those things, not arguing the justification for the shutdown of WBAI, whether it's justified or not, doing without board approval is highly improper and not informing people who are on a lawsuit that they are named in a lawsuit of the involving the Pacifica Foundation, I think is also highly improper, and therefore I'm supporting this resolution.
Okay, let me just clarify. You know, we have two lawsuits. There was one filed on October 7th by the WBI people, also against the board, against Pacifica. So when you sue Pacifica, essentially you're suing the board. And
that wasn't a that wasn't against that was not a secret lawsuit, and that was
nobody knew about it until after it was filed.
And that
I didn't know about it
and that
filed either.
It was not a secret lawsuit. It was taken in response to secretive actions that were taken by people without authority.
Okay, well, I'll just let other people. If there's anybody who wants to talk, Eileen, go ahead.
Yeah, I kind of have a question about maybe procedural. This motion touches on a number of issues, and I wonder, or resolution. I wonder if we should or could break it down, break it up into possibly two resolutions, because from what I've heard from any number of people, some people would support part of it but not another part of it, making it difficult for people to know how to vote on this resolution.
Well,
I would
it's called dividing the motion, if you want to make a motion to divide. You need to clarify how you want to divide it, though.
I would want to divide it between the actions and events concerning WBAI and the filing of the bylaws lawsuit in Alameda County, California.
Okay, Aki, I don't know. Do you might need to go through each paragraph and indicate what's what, which ones.
Not hard. I've sort of already done it, but you know, to make it a coherent resolution or motion would take a few minutes.
Okay.
I'm not sure I could do that on the fly.
Let me just ask, is there any objections to dividing the motion, as Eileen suggests?
My objection is I don't think it's necessary. But do we have a specific individual who wants to vote for one but not the other?
And who is this? It's Michael White?
Michael White,
Okay.
Yes.
Would be that, and what do you want to vote for? Which one?
Yes, this is Rick Potoff.
Okay,
Mr. Potoff, you would like to vote for which resolution without voting for the other?
No, I want to vote on both of them. I think they should be divided.
The reason to divide it would be someone wants to vote on one but not the other.
Well, Eileen, do you want to clarify your...
No, I don't think so.
Let me go back to the maker of the motion. Eileen, do you want to explain why you want to divide?
I would say that, you know, with all the people I've been talking to over the past few days, I know that there are some people who, let's see, there are more people who disapprove of the actions concerning the bylaws than there are people who disapprove of what happened at WBAI. So that's why.
Michael White here. I think that I don't know about people outside this committee, but both of them are governance questions, and they are overlap to an extraordinary extent in that they both involve secret actions, and they are both efforts to override general governance the way it's supposed to be conducted, and we're the governance committee, so we're not trying to hereby reflect what all of the rest of WBAI, all the rest of the Pacifica people may feel. What we're trying to do is reflect what is appropriate in terms of governance and expression of, was this good governance or not? Was it good governance for interim executive director without consultation and acting in an intensely secret way to go off and take unauthorized actions while seeking to keep the board in the dark? And is it appropriate that people who he is working with are also simultaneously suing the board, trying to replace governance and with respect to the passage of bylaws? These are two inherently related things done by the same group of people. So it's very hard to separate them. And each informs the other. Each makes the other more meaningful.
Hold on a second. Say your name if you want to speak, and I'll get to people I haven't spoken yet first. But the motion on the floor right now is Eileen's motion to divide. So let's try to keep the discussion about that right now. So who wants, anybody who hasn't spoken on that yet want to speak first? Okay, well, if you've already spoken, Rick, go ahead.
No, I'm saying all you're doing is making sure the motion goes down. If you disagree strongly with one of the two threads, I mean, I don't think that what happened at BAI is wrong. I think it's, you know, if you can't pay for it, we have to, you know, shut you down.
Okay, other discussion?
Lewis Wolf from the stock, please.
Okay, Lewis, go ahead.
The question of whether it's a divide or not?
Yeah, that's what's motions on the floor right now, is whether to divide.
Yeah.
So go ahead, Lewis.
Is Michael
over? Okay, Michael, I'll get you in a minute. Lewis?
My concern is to save WBAI. I'm sorry to hear the gentleman talking about that.
If somebody has a lot of noise in the background, could you mute your phone, please?
If you're on Maestro, can't you mute that person?
I don't have the controls
Thank
for that.
You.
I don't can't do that.
Okay.
We're using Maestro because it costs less than LoopUp.
Okay.
Go ahead, Lewis.
Yeah, I once again feel very strongly that we should do everything that we can to save the oldest station in our network. The station that broke the airwaves very early. We were against conventional wisdom at the time, and the secretive stuff that I've been hearing not only tonight but before this is just off the wall. And so I urge very strongly that we, I don't know about dividing the motion. I just think we should vote up or down to save WBAI. That's my view. Thank you.
Okay. Well, that really wasn't about dividing, but okay. Michael Lovick?
I'm in favor of both parts of the motion, but I think if there's any chance that it makes it likely that either part will pass if they're divided, that we should divide it.
Okay. Anybody else on the motion to divide? It does make it easier to discuss one issue versus another, but...
Oh, God.
No other discussion on the motion to divide? Can we go ahead and vote?
Yes, I move we vote.
Okay. So we don't need a motion for that, but... Okay, Aki, can you... call the roll on the, and so the what we're voting on is a yes means we'll divide this motion, and a no means we will not.
Okay. All right. Bill Collier?
Yes.
Okay. Irene Wilson? Awesome.
Hang on.
Do you want to divide or not divide? Irene, should I get back to you? Okay, let me get back to you, Irene. Grace R?
Pass.
Pass, okay. James Sagerton?
No.
No, okay.
Irene,
how do you vote?
I vote yes.
You vote yes, okay. Blue Wolf?
Yes.
Blue Wolf is yes. Michael Adler?
I'll pass.
Okay, you pass. Michael Didi, wait.
I vote no.
Vote no, okay. Michael Novick? Michael? I don't hear you, okay. Okay, let me get back to Michael Novick. Vic, quick power. Okay, I'm not hearing. Vic,
yes.
How do you vote? Yes, okay. Vic is yes. Michael Novick?
You have a lot of background noise, Michael Novick. If you could move to a quieter place.
I believe he passed, if I
okay.
heard right in that jumble.
All right. So, I'm going to abstain from this. Grace Allen, you pass. How'd you vote?
I abstain.
Okay, you abstain. All right. And then, Michael Adler, you also passed.
I'm going to vote to not break up the resolution.
No, okay. And then only one left is Michael Novick. You passed.
Yeah, can you say what the vote is at this point? Voting?
What?
It's to divide the resolution.
Oh, I understand what we're voting on. Can you say what the tally is up to this point?
Oh, well, we're not supposed to announce until everybody's voted.
Did you hear? I don't know.
We can't tell what you're saying, Michael Novick. Sorry. Too much. There's too much noise.
I voted no.
Okay.
I heard it quite clearly. No.
Okay. Vote no.
Okay. So the tally is 2 abstain, 4 yes, and 4 no.
Oh, no.
So I'll change my vote to no.
Okay. So, 2 no. So, it's going to be no. So, it won't be divided. So we'll be voting on the motion as it stands call. Okay?
I'll call the question.
Okay. Well, you can't call the question in committee. You can't call the question in committee, Rick. Sorry for Robert's rules.
Well, let's vote then.
But we are, I tell you, we are. How long have we been talking about this? About 30 minutes, I believe.
Yeah, over 30 minutes. So we can vote.
Okay.
Okay.
We go ahead and ready to vote on it?
Okay. All right. Let's vote on it.
Okay.
For the whole motion. Bill Closure?
No.
Okay, Bill Closure is no. Irene Wilson?
Well, I pass. Come back to me.
You pass? Okay, you pass. All right. Grace Allen?
Yes.
Grace is yes. Okay. James Sagerton?
Yes.
James is yes. Okay. Blue Wolf?
Yes.
Blue Wolf is yes. Okay. Michael Andrew?
Yes.
Michael Andrew is yes. Okay. Michael Didi White?
Yes.
Michael Davies White. Yes. Okay. Michael Novick.
Yes.
Michael Novick is yes. Okay. Rick Olaf.
No.
Okay. Rick Olaf is no. And I vote no. Okay. So you vote.
Hey, Augie, could you change my vote to not voting because I'm a plaintiff in that lawsuit, on one of the lawsuits.
Okay.
Of course, we got two lawsuits involved here, but...
Okay. In that case, I'll vote also. Abstain. All right.
Can I change my vote?
Sure.
I passed?
You passed?
I vote. No, I did before, so I didn't know if you were...
You passed. Back
to me. Now I vote yes.
Okay. All right. Okay, so we have 7 yes, 1 no, and 2 abstentions. It passes. Okay.
Okay, thank you. We skipped a minute's approval. Can we go back to that? Sorry. Let's see, Aki, do you want to do that?
Sure. I mean, I gave the copy. It's not really that remarkable. So just a question of, you know, if there was any technical tweaks that needed to be fixed or not, basically. There wasn't anything controversial on that particular minute.
You're talking about for September?
No. We did meet the quorum, see?
Well, we could go ahead and approve them, though, because you did prepare minutes. It just basically says, well, what's still August 1st? Go ahead.
Yeah, so it just basically August 28th minutes.
Okay, then any corrections for the August 28th minutes?
There was no resolutions passed. You know, I just summarized some of the discussion items that we took. So there was nothing voted on. So
okay.
I just summarized, you know, some of the topics that were talked about. That was the gist of the minutes. If there's no objections, then just ask if there's any objection to that.
Yeah, well, I didn't hear any corrections. So if there are no objections, then they're approved. Okay, and then you sent out some really brief minutes for, what was it, September 17th, when we did not have quorum.
Right. We just simply, you know, had some action items with all this that we want some of the, getting over the PMD minutes together. That was about it.
Okay. Any corrections for that?
James, with an inquiry, are we now on the September
15th? Are we now on what?
Are we now on the, we just did the August 28th, now we're on the October.
Well, that's today. There's no minutes.
Oh, 9:17. I'm sorry, 9:17. Yeah.
Yeah. Right. September 17th.
Yeah. I was just saying, James. I was just saying that we didn't meet forms. So we didn't have an official meeting, so there's actually no official minutes for that.
I see. Thank you.
Yeah. Basically, it just has the role.
Right. It basically just has the role. Right.
I was absent. I object. Just kidding.
Okay. All right.
Okay, so here are no corrections, then the September 17th minutes are approved, too.
Okay.
Let's see, so next on the agenda is...
Oh, wait a minute, I thought we just went, James, with a point of order.
Okay, James.
I apologize if I'm mistaken, but I thought we just went to approve the minutes after that item was taken care of, and I thought we were going to go back to that section of the meeting. So I have a motion
We passed that motion and we spent over 30 minutes on that.
Right. And I have another motion.
Well, I think we need to move on to the agenda. We didn't,
we didn't set a time for that.
We can take it up during new business if we need to.
Well, no, we won't get to new business.
Orders of the bank.
We won't get to new business. So I'm going to have to object to the ruling of the chair in that case.
Okay, well, we can try to cover these other things more quickly. We have 20 minutes for this working group on organization of, you know, files and documents, and 20 minutes for governance related problems, pro solutions, and then new business. So we should be able to get to new business.
I'm not ready to count on that.
Okay, so do you have a motion?
I do. Sent it.
I mean, you have to amend the agenda if you're going to add something else. That's my point.
I don't think I need to amend the agenda. We didn't set a time limit on that item.
I'm going to rule that we already spent a reasonable time on it, and we can come back to your motion after we end our new business. It really belongs in new business anyway, I assume. It's not under one of these other items.
No, it's exactly the 4A subject matter that we discussed.
Okay, well, like, can you send the motion?
And I was, yes, I wanted to send it, but I did try to send it to the address that you gave to Michael, but it didn't seem to work. Could you please give me that address again? It's PNBGov.
PNBGovCOM at googlegroups.com. You can just copy it from the email that Michael sent out. Because that went through.
Yeah, I tried to do that, but it didn't all come out. So I have it now, and let me try to send it to you. How it goes. It's PNBGovCOM at googlegroups.com.
Right.
Correct?
That's it.
Okay, let me find some of that and see what happens. I sent it. Let's see if it shows up.
And is it relevant to the governance committee? I hope.
It is.
Okay, I got that.
Yes.
Okay, so we can see.
I didn't get it yet.
I didn't get it here.
I have it here.
I'm still waiting to get it, but I know what it says, so we can go ahead if everybody else has it.
Okay, well, I tell you, I'm going to rule that this really doesn't have anything to do with the governance committee. And if you want to take up on a new business, we can do it there, but I think we should move on with the agenda.
All right, I'm going to challenge that ruling.
This is Grace for the request for information.
Okay, Grace.
Can you please tell me what this issue is, or this motion is, or agenda item? I'm sorry, I lost my place.
Well, we're in between the 4A, or possibly continuing 4A, and 5, number 5, which is Working Group on Organization of and Access to Pacifica Files and Documents. And James wanted to add this additional motion because we didn't have a time limit on the previous item.
And what is the substance of the motion James wants to bring forward?
The substance is, it's a motion to restore WBAI and improve governance with respect to increasing income to Pacifica financial reports and reducing PNB expenses.
And my ruling is that that's really not appropriate for the governance committee.
Improve governance with respect to these matters.
Okay, my ruling is it's not appropriate to the governance committee, but if you want to take it up under new business, we can do that.
All right, and I challenge that ruling.
I called the question.
Okay, well, sorry, Rick. Can't do that. Let me just try to be brief. The reason I feel it's not governance, this is a financial matter, basically, and just looking at the motion, it's clearly that it's about that was the reason for the changes at WBII. This is about, it's talking about restoring WBII to the state it was on October 4th, and all the other stuff has to do with finances. So, we have other items on the agenda, so I'm ruling that we should move on. But go ahead, James.
Have you established a stack, or how are we discussing this?
Yeah, anybody can. Let's try to keep too far into it if we can. Is that all right? So we don't.
All right. I'd like to respond to what you said.
Okay. Go ahead, James.
All right. I think this has everything to do with governance because of the way things occurred and what happened as referenced in the previous motion that we just passed. And it has to do with how financial reports are just because it has the word financial in it and it deals with financial matters doesn't mean that it doesn't relate to governance. Governance issues are inherent in how we deal with financial issues. They're not necessarily segregated. We have, for example, there's a part of this that says that the CFO should devise a set of reports that includes monthly P&L statements. Financial reports should be submitted to the full PNB. That's a governance question. All actions and plans of for other stations provided by the be provided by the ED or the IED prior to their execution, to the full PNB prior to their execution. That's a governance issue. That all of the matters, all of the things that were removed from WBAI be returned so WBAI can return to broadcasting. That's a governance issue because it was a decision by management to go in and dismantle WBAI. And restoring WBAI immediately is a governance issue because it was improperly dismantled. So I would just say that it has everything to do with governance and it is appropriate for this committee.
Okay, somebody wants to speak on the other side in favor of the ruling of the chair?
Yes, I don't think.
Okay, Rick.
Yes, I don't think this is under the this is what this committee does, you know. And in fact, I think the ruling on WBAI was correct. You know, that's all I have to say.
I'll okay, anybody want to speak in favor of the challenge?
Michael White here.
Okay, Michael, go ahead.
There's no way that you can govern without being able to see what you're governing, and that means you have to be able to see and be able to have transparent and interpretable financial information. And I think part of the pretext for shutting down WBAI involved information that was misrepresented in the financials and wasn't as available as it should be. So it's axiomatic that you need to be able to see proper financials, and this is what that's calling for, and I think the governance committee should be calling for visible financials so that you can make informed decisions.
Okay, anybody want to speak in favor of the ruling of the chair? No? Okay. Can we go ahead and vote on whether to sustain the ruling of the chair?
Yes.
Okay, so a yes vote sustains my ruling that this is not relevant to the governance committee and we should move on with the agenda, but this can be brought back up during doing business if you want. If you disagree with that, vote no. So, Aki, you want to call the roll?
Can you say that one more time?
Okay, this is a yes vote. It means that you're sustaining the chair's ruling, which is that this is not relevant to the governance committee, and then we need to move on with the rest of the items on the agenda. But if the maker of the motion wants to bring it up during new business, that's okay. So if you agree with that, vote yes. If you do not agree, vote no.
Okay. I'm Eileen with a question.
Okay,
I'm really
Eileen.
Sorry. I've lost track of what does this refer to that we do or don't want to have in this that you believe is not appropriate.
It's the motion that James emailed to us about about 5 minutes ago.
Okay, sorry.
I never received it, but okay. I just haven't seen it yet.
Oh, okay. Well, go ahead and read it then, James, I guess. Everybody knows what we're talking about.
Okay, it's a motion to restore WBAI and improve governance with respect to increasing income to Pacifica financial reports and reducing PNB expenses. Due to the severe financial stress being placed on Pacifica because of loss of revenue from the interruption of the WBAI fall fund drive on the one hand, and the unusual severance, legal, and administrative costs incurred by the closing of the WBAI studios and operations on the other, be it resolved, one, that WBAI be immediately restored to its fully functional state as it was on October 4th, 2019. Two, that all funds, equipment, files, computer access, and NDEC required for emergency broadcasting by the FCC, studio to transmitter link, website and email access, bank account and credit card access, and any other actions or materials needed to restore WBAI to its previous condition be restored or returned as the case may be immediately. Three, that all actions and plans for WBAI and our other stations be provided by an IED to the full PNB for review and approval prior to their execution. Four, that financial reports be submitted to the full PNB by the ICFO as soon as possible after the relevant period close. The ICFO should devise a set of reports that includes monthly profit and loss statements, typed as P&L statements, meaning profit and loss statements, quarterly balance sheets, and cash flow projections by quarter, if not by month, plus any additional analytical reports that the PNB and management would find helpful for planning purposes. And finally, five, that a plan be drawn up for reducing expenses by the PNB with the participation of the ICFO and presented to the PNB in writing before the next regular PNB meeting scheduled for November 7th, 2019.
Okay, thank you. So my ruling is that it's not relevant to the governance committee and that we should move on with the other items on the agenda. But if James wants to bring it up during new business, we could do that. So if you agree with my ruling, vote yes. If you do not agree with that, vote no. Is that clear?
Yes.
Okay.
Okay, I'm sorry, I have a cold. I'm not speaking real well, but Aki, go ahead. Take the
role. Okay, so Bill, do you have a question?
I vote yes.
Okay. Irene Lawson?
I vote no.
Okay. Irene Lawson is no. Grace Allen?
No.
Grace Allen is no. Okay. James Hagerton?
No.
Hagerton is no. Okay. Lou Wolf?
No.
Lou Wolf is no. Michael Adler? Michael?
No.
Michael is no. Okay. Michael GD what?
No.
Okay, Michael GD is what? No. Michael Norbert? Michael? Norbert? Okay, good. Back to you. Okay. Rick Parloff?
Yes.
Rick Parloff is yes. Okay. And I'm going to abstain. Okay, I'll get back to Michael Norbert. Okay, I don't hear it. Okay, so good.
You might be muted.
Six no.
Yeah, we can't hear you, Michael Novick.
Michael, you want to vote? Okay, anyway, it's without Michael's vote, it's six no, two yes, one abstention, so motion doesn't carry, so. Next step
okay,
is
so chair's ruling is not sustained. So, James, can I ask you how long you need for this? Can we put some sort of time limit on it?
I think we could go to a vote right now.
On the motion?
Okay. I second the motion. Oh, question.
Okay. Okay. Well, let's go ahead and vote on it then. So, this is the vote on James' motion that he read a few minutes ago.
Okay.
So yes supports the motion, no.
It's not, correct?
Yes. Right. Okay, Bill Collier?
No.
No? Okay. Irene Austin?
Yes.
Okay, Irene is yes. Okay. Chris Al?
Yes.
Chris is yes. Okay, James Sagerton?
Yes.
Which is acceptance, yes. Lou Wolf?
Yes.
Lou Wolf is yes. Michael Adler?
Yes.
Mike Adler is yes. Michael Deedy White?
Yes.
Okay, yes. Michael Novick? I guess Michael is a little jacked off. Rick Pavlov?
Yes.
Big Pollock is...
No, no.
No? Okay. Big Pollock is no. And I'm going to vote no. So it's going to be... 6 yes, 3 no, and no vote for Michael Novick. So the motion passes.
May I offer a point of information for the committee?
The James? Okay.
Yes, James. I'm sorry. I just wanted to say that I believe Michael Novick is at a demonstration, and he's probably not able to follow what we're doing exactly, and he's probably not able to hear what we're doing.
Okay, well, thank you.
Okay, thank you. All right, so moving on with the agenda. Let's see, next item is number 5, Working Group on Organization of and Access to Pacifica Files and Documents. For 20 minutes, and then maybe we can do it quicker, I don't know.